This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness, and there are three different modalities that I use. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and assist you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and assist you to express love, joy, and compassion in who you are. And intuitive energy clearing, it can release you, your home, or place of work from negative energy connections, help you to realign your true and expressed self, restore a sense of balance between your inner world and your external living environments, and provide fresh ground for new spiritual growth and higher consciousness. And Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights right here on the Sky Psychic Radio. And I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live on Thursday evenings. This is March. It is New Beginnings and Growth Month. All month long, I will be doing readings for New Beginnings and Growth in 2010. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Tonight, we are discussing how to use intuition for growth and new beginnings. So give us a call, because it's always best when we can do readings so that you get a clearer picture of how this works and so it all can fit in together. So give us a call at 248-545-7685. So we're all intuitive and we all have gifts and skills, and it's always best to build on your individuated gifts that are completely unique to you. So the question is, do you know how you intuit information? Since we're all intuitive, we sometimes still have to build on that gift, and building on it helps us to hone it, and it helps us to develop it, and it helps us to use it in a way that allows us to grow and to connect and to create our intuition the way we want to. A lot of the times, you know, we hear about certain intuitive gifts and we think, oh, that's what I want to do. But the thing is, it has nothing to do with how other people intuit, because you'll never truly, you know, have two people that intuit the same way. We are so unique as individuals and so unique in our gifts that we're all a little bit different. We do need to figure out how we're intuitive, though. So hopefully I can give you some tips and techniques, and we can look at that now. A lot of it is, do you know which sense you primarily use? And when you do, can you use your gift to create new beginnings and growth, which is what we're talking about tonight? You know, most of us push our gifts away or aside, partially because we don't understand them, partially because we think they're a little, I don't know, woo-woo, or, you know, we get scared of them because they, you know, they give us information in a way that we don't expect, or in a way that, you know, can sometimes surprise other people. And so we often get a little bit afraid of our own gifts, but we can use them, and we can use them and benefit from them by understanding them more. And the more you play with them, the more you hone them, the more you develop them, the better you will be at, you know, creating that space and creating that connection within that will allow you to use your intuition at all times. First, knowing what your gifts are, and then, like all skills, you have to develop and hone them. This happens through use, obviously. And the first thing that I want you to think about is, how do you learn? Try and learn something new. How do you learn something new? Do you read about it and look at pictures? Then likely you're clairvoyant. Do you like to listen to books instead of read them, or have someone teach you to do something new? Then you're likely clairaudient. Do you like to just do it yourself, feel into it, experience it? Then you're likely clairsentient. And if you often just seem to know it, that, you know, you may be thinking about something and you may not know it right away, but then, you know, in a couple days or something, all of a sudden everything sort of clicks in, then likely you're claircognizant. And these people sometimes are surprised, because often, you know, if you're claircognizant, especially in school, you probably did okay in school and you didn't really have to learn a whole lot but you just sort of knew it. And so the two that are the least well known, although are becoming much more known, are clairsentient and claircognizant. There's a lot of information out there about being clairvoyant or clairaudient and how to use those skills. You can, you know, there are excellent books. Laura Day, Practical Intuition, perfect use and examples of how to build any of the skills. But, you know, just think about how you learn, because that's really the skill that you use most often. And that's really the sense, and that's really your gift, your natural gift, and it's your intuition. So how do you use your natural gift to create new beginnings? Sometimes it sounds harder than it is. You just need to find your skill and be open to it. You may receive messages after you ask that you hear from the radio. You may see on billboards, in books that you read. You may, you know, hear it from music. You may dream about it, feel hunches about it, seem to have an answer just appear. You have to ask and be open without any expectation. Just be in your heart and be open. So we're doing a show on how to use your intuition for growth and new beginnings. And I'm doing readings all night long. So give us a call at 248-545-7685. So one of the issues about just being in your heart and being open is if you're in fear when you ask or under pressure to have an answer, then it'll be a little bit harder to listen to. You need quiet time. One of the perfect places to get quiet time, especially since we've had incredible weather, is to go out into nature. You know, clairvoyants will allow nature to inspire them and feel full of the beauty around them. One of the keys is to really become very body-centered, very much in your body, so allowing everything around you to heighten. So if you're clairvoyant, you want to see things around you, and you want to be so present in your body and so aware of everything, that allows you to open up and then find some space to be quiet. But the more experiential that you are, the more in your body that you are, the more in your experience that you are, the more attuned you're going to be, the more aware you are in your body. And that will allow you to naturally become aware of the intuition that's coming to you. And obviously clairvoyants are going to see something. So, you know, something will come into your vision. It may be something internally, it may be something externally. But if you're clairvoyant, you're going to see something. With clairaudient, you're going to need to hear stuff. So you're going to listen to nature. You're going to listen to the water as it, you know, as the waves brush up against the stones and the rocks. And you're going to listen to the wind as it blows around. And you're going to listen to the animals as you hear them, you know, birds singing and chipmunks and squirrels chattering and dogs barking. And, you know, as you fill yourself up, you will hear certain things. Again, it may be externally, maybe somebody will walk by you and say your answer that you hear, or you may, you know, get something internally. And if you're somebody who's clairsentient, then you need to feel everything. You need to feel your connection with the water. You need to feel your connection with the trees. You need to feel the wind as it blows upon you. And so, again, the more you get into your natural gifts and abilities, the more you allow them to just be very body present and very aware, then the more your intuition will start coming to you. And if you're claircognizant, then you just need to, again, overwhelm yourself with nature, really connect in with nature, and just allow yourself to know. Just allow in every situation to become quiet and to open yourself and to just allow all of the information that's all around you and being transmitted to you all the time in different ways, in different avenues, And every way is just perfect, but we all are so unique that we all connect in different ways. And so it's really about just becoming really aware of everything within your within and around you. And the more aware you are, especially within your body, like, you know, become body aware, just really connect in with your body, feel what's going on, see what's going on, hear what's going on, know what's going on, really connect in, figure it out. As I say, we are all intuitive, and it's just a matter of really connecting it with your gills, with your gifts and your skills, and allowing them to become super heightened. And if you focus on your natural skills and open up and you use as many different avenues as possible, then answers will start coming. A lot of the times, the problem is not receiving the intuition, it's interpreting the intuition. And that's when our filters come in, and that's when we can, you know, have our information blocked in certain ways instead of allowing it to just be, instead of trying to interpret it, just allow it to be. Write it down exactly as you receive it, and just let it happen, let it flow, let yourself, you know, embrace all of it instead of trying to interpret it and using our filters and our expectations. You know, a friend reminded me just yesterday that, you know, first we have to know what we want, and we have to focus on that area and not the lack of it. And primarily we tend to focus on what we don't have versus what we want. And we have to use our positive emotions to focus on this and to let go of all expectations. And it's really the expectations that tend to block us from receiving all the information we want and to allow us to use our intuition for all of the experiences that we want, all of the incredible gifts that are all around us at all times being given to us. And it's our expectations that sort of filter out and block us from really truly being on this incredible high and incredible journey that we call this life. I mean, we're the ones that have to have complete faith. We're the ones that, you know, just need to be in full body experience to express this incredible journey that we're here to have. And, you know, a lot of us focus on our lack and we worry about survival. And, you know, if one of our basic needs are in question, especially around, you know, times like this where, you know, there's financial crisis going on, and certainly the media is all around that. And, you know, we tend to get caught up in the matrix of that fear. And, you know, it's really difficult when our basic needs are in question, when our basic survival is in question, to maintain faith without worrying about the fears of survival and having trust that it'll always be taken care of. Even, you know, even when we've always been taken care of, we can show example after example after example of everything happening may not happen the way we want it to happen. It may not happen, you know, the way we expect it to happen, but we are always being taken care of. And yet we still find it challenging. We still worry. And worry, of course, is stress. And stress is, you know, killing our bodies. It's what creates cancer. It's what creates most diseases. And, you know, to say don't worry, it's so difficult. But if you can be in your full body and you can be in the juiciness of life and you can allow yourself to experience and express everything within this world, then we can really, you know, focus then on the passion of what you're creating in your life at all moments. And we can focus on the magic of our life. And no matter what is happening, no matter where you are, there's always magic. And that magic is what allows us to experience this incredible journey. It's just really, really beautiful. And it's really about us, you know, embodying, embracing, knowing what we want, and then just knowing that it'll happen, having that faith and continuously shifting our focus whenever we feel ourselves going back into that struggle, into that worry, shifting our focus onto what we want and creating those new beginnings. So let's go over what different types of intuition there are. And clairvoyancy, of course, is the ability to see. Physically, it can be outside of ourselves. It can be within our third eye screen. We can see things symbolically. There's so many different ways for us to be clairvoyant. Okay, so we're going to go to break right now. Do give us a call because this is a live call-in show at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio. PsychicOnAir.com. The Wake Up Call with Ellen Thom.
But see, you're the first kid on the block and you can prove it. Because there's similar prototypes, but nothing quite as good as yours.
Yes.
Yours has more than one application.
Yes, my God, you're brilliant.
Hi, it's Thom Forrest. Reverend L. Newman and I are here Monday nights, 7 till 9, primetime Eastern Time in the United States, with Wake Up Call on Psychic Radio.
Psychic Radio. We know you're listening. Life is a journey. Let us be your guide. Reach out on the net now, psychiconair.com.
Look for Psychic Radio on your AOL radio player.
She doesn't own a dress. Her hair is always a mess. If you catch her stealing, she won't confess. She's beautiful. Smokes a pack a day. You can wait, that's me. But anyway, she doesn't care a thing about that. Hey, she thinks I'm beautiful. Meet Virginia. She never compromises. Loves babies and surprises. Wears high heels when she exercises. Ain't that beautiful? Meet Virginia. Mama works on carburetors. My brother is a fine mediator for the president. Well, here she is again on the phone, just like me. Hates to be alone. We just like to sit at home and rip on the president. We'll meet Virginia.
Imagine. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is mastering a path to heart consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships from a relationship with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. We are on... No problem. We are, this is March, and tonight we are discussing how to use your intuition for growth and new beginnings. So I'm doing readings all night long. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And we do have a caller, Shelley from Brooklyn. Hi, Shelley.
Hello.
How are you this evening?
I'm okay.
How can I help you?
I'm trying to figure out. I had a guidance type dream this winter that I'm still trying to interpret, but it okay. had to do with the sadhus in India, and I was invited to go to a trip to Vietnam. And then my dream, it said, don't go to Vietnam. And then another dream I had the sadhus were in it. And then I found out that the Kumbh Mela is happening this year after every 12 years. And I always wanted to go. And now we have a chance to go in April. But I'm a little hesitant because there's some elders in the family that have been sick and... You know, is this a good time to go? And
you know, usually when you get, you know, intuitive information, it's often very accurate. Now, there's a part of you, obviously, that's worried, which is why you're getting the don't go. But when things line up and start allowing for opportunities to happen and, you know, you get excited about what you want, focus on that. Don't focus on, you know, things that could happen, that might happen. Just allow everything to sort of flow. From what I'm picking up, I think it will be a great experience. There may be some things that happen, but you know what? It's all perfect. I think I think that everything will, you know, I think you'll get what you need on this trip, and I think it'll be very beneficial for you. And I think, you know, you've always sort of honored your journey, and I know it's been very important to you. So I would go with it. I know that you're hesitant, and I think I don't think it's the reason that you're worried about. I think it's something else that might happen while you're away, but it's not going to be something that is as difficult as you're imagining. And I think, you know, mostly it's just fears around really fully coming into your power and fully expressing that in a way that allows for you to be in a really great space.
Uh-huh. Great. So, okay.
Yeah,
thanks. That makes sense.
Okay.
I also am a little nervous about going health-wise, being in India, because I got sick in another country, but...
Yeah. You know, I would just... I would be careful. I would make sure you get the shots that you need when you go before you go away, but I would, you know, just honor and trust your own intuition, because I know that it will always steer you right. If you feel hesitant about going into a certain restaurant, don't go. If you feel really good about it, like really connect in. And you'll be fine.
Oh, good. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Have a great night.
You too. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. And we have Kaya from Culver City, California. I hope I pronounced that right.
You know, that was pretty close. It's Kai.
It's Kai? Okay, yes. Hi, Kai.
Hi, Lori. How are you doing?
I'm great. How can I help you tonight?
I'm actually calling... because lately I've sort of been kind of, I feel like, at a crossroads in terms of what I want to do for my future. And specifically, I've kind of been really hesitant to go back to work. And it's interesting, I was having this conversation with my partner this morning, how I see this pattern, like like a blockage every time, like I feel like sometimes it's emotional, which leads to my physical ailments. And so I've missed work. I've missed almost a week of work, and it's almost like there's a block there, like not wanting me to go back to work. And I've done this in my past. I've done this in previous jobs and also when I was in school. So right. I'm kind of, I guess, wondering what that is and how I can actually clear that out of my space.
Yeah. Well, it definitely is a pattern. And I'm not sure which parent used to do it. I'm thinking it probably wasn't your father there. It was probably your mother. And it just comes around this great fear of, I want to say, living your passion. I want to say, you know, standing in your power and getting excited. When this sort of comes around, when the emotional stuff happens, it's usually around a time when you're not really happy. Like it's in areas, you know, when you were in school, did you change what you were studying a few times?
I did. I changed like major, like pre-med to like social sciences.
Yeah. And so this is what happens is that, you know, part of you knows from a deep level that you're not supposed to be doing this. And then what happens is because you're not listening, your body then comes and does a full stop on you, creates a space. And then as soon as the space happens, it's like you then don't want to go back because you know it's not what you truly want to do. It may pay the bills. It may, you know, help you in some ways. But I mean, this is a pattern that goes back quite a ways. I have a feeling that if you talk to your mom, there would have been something similar in her life that actually was a similar pattern and not exactly the way you're doing it. Cause I don't imagine she had the same luxuries that you've had, but I think, there's a similar pattern and you both sort of know you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Get into a space where your body finally says, okay, stop it. And then you switch. And it's like this period of within you just knowing you're not really happy. So the only way you're truly going to be able to stop this, one is acknowledging the patterns and knowing that, you know, it's just, it's telling you something and the pattern's letting you know that, you know, you're going in a direction that you're not wanting to be in. And then instead of, you know, just stopping, to just be aware of it and to allow that to further you so that you can get excited about what you truly want. So use it as an example each time to get really in touch with what you want. But instead of just, you know, leaving what you have, you know, find a way to enjoy some aspect of it. Because there's always reasons we get into specific jobs and into right. schooling. And just so find that passion within that that will allow you to connect in with your work. And then just be really aware and allow the new creations to come forth in a way that will support you and, you know, get you passionate and excited again. So follow some of your dreams because they're coming into the forefront. And I know that, you know, it's something really creative and I know that it will be something that you really enjoy. But each time you have an experience like this, it's reminding you that you're not doing what you really, really want. But find something in the job that you have that connects you with that passion. Because I know there's something there.
Right. Yeah, that totally makes sense because I feel like it's almost like I'm holding myself back from applying to law school. And this has been going on for over like 3 or 4 years. And part of me knows that I want to do that. But then, like I said, it's almost like self-sabotaging behavior where I feel kind of confused at times.
Yeah, well, it's not just that. I mean, law school's it's like the next huge major, you know, portion of your life. But, you know, you're ready, and I know that that's something that you'll really enjoy. So, you know, just be conscious of it and aware of it and find ways to do it while you're still, make sure it's exactly what you want.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you so much, Lori. I appreciate it.
No problem. Let me know what happens.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay. So we've been discussing our intuition and different ways for our intuition to help us, you know, discover new beginnings and new growth. And obviously we know what clairvoyant is, and clairaudient is the ability to hear. So we may hear something physically outside us or within us. For some people, they say they hear ghosts talking like they're outside of them and having a conversation like everyone else does. And others say that they're within them. And so it's always very different and it's always very unique. And clairsentient is, you know, using feelings. So we are going to go to break right now. I want you to give us a call because we are doing new beginnings, readings, and helping you, you know, work with your intuition to create those new beginnings. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio. 24 hours a day. Reach out from beyond. To your ears. On the web now. Log on to psychiconair.com. Your spiritual well-being is our concern. This is Psychic Radio. Powered online by AOL at psychiconair.com. We know you're listening. Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness And there are three different modalities that I use. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and assist you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing can release you, your home, or place of work from negative energy connections, help you realign your true and expressed self, restore a sense of balance between your inner world and your external living environments, and provide fresh ground for new spiritual growth and higher consciousness. And Intuitive Soul Radio, right here, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., and on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live on Thursday evenings. So we are talking about intuition and new beginnings, and I'm doing readings all hour long. And so give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And we have Lisa from Michigan. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How can I help you tonight?
Oh, one big question. Maybe two small ones.
Go ahead.
Actually, I'm single and I'm by myself, and anyways, no, I registered to go on a day trip myself, and I haven't done anything in a year, you know what I mean?
And okay.
I went on a play, and I didn't like it, and now I'm going to see another play. This one I'm looking forward to. And
okay.
No, the reason is like, I think the people at work maybe got jealous or something, or, I know what I want to ask. Do you see me making any more money?
Right. Okay. We're all over the place on this. All right. First,
that's
you're talking
question.
About love.
This
then you're talking about plays. Now you're talking about
I'm
money.
All right. This is my question.
No problem.
Getting a raise on my job. You see me getting a raise on my job is the question.
All right. I'm not sure how much of a raise you're going to get this year. I know that things seem to be kind of tight there. I do think that there is a possibility. I would rather you start thinking about maybe doing something, really connecting in with your passion. I'm not sure that you have necessarily found exactly what you're looking for. It seems that even just tonight, you know, your focus going in three different areas. And I think that's a lot of what's going on in your life, is that, you know, your focus is really kind of all over the place. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if you can start, you know, narrowing down into what you're truly wanting to, you know, to get out of your life. And I don't think, I'm not sure, but
I have a good time seeing this play. I know that.
Right. But the focus that you need is to really know what you're wanting right now. And money isn't going to be the be-all and end-all of what you're wanting right now. What you're wanting is to experience life to the fullest. What you're wanting is to find a way for your passion to be ignited, for that fire within you. Because I'm not feeling a lot of fire within you right now. And go ahead.
How do you get to feel good about yourself? How do you get...
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a really good question, because a lot of us, when we focus on, you know, the areas that aren't going very well, then it becomes really difficult to, you know, get really juicy about life. It gets really difficult to feel really excited about everything that's going on. So what I want you to do is to focus on one area at a time. If if it would make you happy to be in a relationship that's committed and, you know, allowing you to express yourself, great. You know, start focusing on that. If it would be really exciting to go to a play that you really, really enjoy and maybe connect in with some of those people, because you know what? There's a part of me that thinks you would like to do a play. There's a part of me that thinks, you know, what would make you really excited would be to get in with a group of people that are, you know, learning about acting and learning about, you know, a community play and just getting connected with that energy, because I think there's a part of you that would really like to do that. And so maybe it's,
well,
you know, going,
on a bus to search people.
Sorry?
I'm going on a bus to see the play with, and a whole bunch of us, like 60 or 80 of us, are going on a bus to see the play.
Okay. But again, there's a part of you that would like to do this yourself. And I would get involved with maybe some community theater around, or, you know, take some classes on, you know, how to build those skills and to begin to get excited about this. Because this is really, this is your life. You know, get excited, get passionate, find something that really makes you, your heart sing, really makes you, you know, want to get excited about your life again, because there's something missing. And I think it's really that fire. So find something. But I think you'll have a great time when you go with this group. I think, you know, this is something that you really enjoy. And I think it's more the group environment that you really enjoy, more so than it is necessarily the play. So I would get involved with more group organizations, like get connected with more groups, whether it's online or it's in person. I would just, you know, really get yourself out there. And the more out there you get, the more opportunities you're going to have to meet somebody that will, you know, bring you excitement, and the more you will get really excited about your life. So yeah, get out there. And I think everything will fall into place.
Should I try single group?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You try exactly what will help you get what you want.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Get excited and let me know what happens.
Okay, you're there on Wednesday from 7 to 8.
Okay.
Thanks.
Great. All right.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so I had an email sent to me, and basically she left her husband during a spiritual awakening, which was about 10 years ago, and she's not really been in a committed relationship since. However, they're still friends, and they're very close still. And recently he began having his own spiritual awakening. So she asks, you know, if the two of them will be connecting on a deeper level and in a committed relationship with each other, or have yet, or whether she's still going to meet somebody. You know, Kay, what I would recommend is definitely exploring the connection you have with your ex and allowing that to grow. And even if it doesn't move towards having a, you know, deeper committed relationship that you're looking for, it will still create a connection for you to allow you to build back the trust that seems to have been partially the problem with connecting with other people. So I would really foster this connection while your ex-husband is going through his own spiritual awakening, and really get, you know, excited about what's been happening, and trust that if it's not him, and I'm not saying that it isn't, but if it's not, then to really explore what's going on and to allow, you know, that connection to get you excited again about relationships and to be, get you open again, because partially, you know, you need to really open yourself back up again. So your ex kind of going through his own awakening is allowing you to remember the connection you had, is allowing you to open up and be more vulnerable again and open up to more love into your life. And the more you do that, then the more quickly something is going to come back into your life. And it may be this connection, because it is a very strong connection, and there's definitely, you know, a soul group connection with him. So really just foster it, enjoy it, and allow it to come. So we're going to go to break right now. Do give us a call. We are talking about intuition and new beginnings, and I'm doing readings at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7255. 845-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Join Twin Soul Psychic Mediums Dennis and Alice Jackson for Messages from Beyond. Tune in as Dennis and Alice create a safe space for like minds to discuss all things metaphysical. Their desire is to bring understanding about what the other side is like and to help people heal from the loss of a loved one. The healing process begins when communication is opened. Tuesdays from 8 to 10, it's Messages from Beyond with Alice and Dennis Jackson, live on the Sky.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
In a way, need a change from this burnout scene. Another time, another town, another everything. But it's always back to you. Stumble out in the night under pouring rain. Made the block, sad thought, there's more I need. It's always back. So damn cold, took it out on the street. Now the rain still falls. Push me back to you.
Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host Lori Houston is mastering a path to heart consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships, from our relationship with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss this every Wednesday. We are discussing intuition and getting ready for new beginnings, as it is March and spring, and we're all thinking about new beginnings, especially since this weather has been incredible. And I invite you to call in and give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. So we have on the line Anne from New Jersey. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Anne. How are you? Hi, Anne. Hi, Lori. How are you? This is Anne.
I'm great.
That's not a problem.
How can I help you tonight?
Well, I was wondering if you might be able to give me some advice as to my current job.
Okay.
Speaking of new beginnings, I'm in a position, a supervisor, and I feel like I sort of have some issues with personalities of the women that I supervise, and I wonder if this is really the right place for me, or if I should be looking to find something else.
Okay. Definitely there are some kind of messy kind of connections in where you are, and there's a lot of jealousy because you come across as very strong and very competent at what you do, and you are very good at what you do. The question is, do you really love what you do? And even though you're really good at it and you could probably go to many different jobs and be very good at it, mm-hmm. I think what it's sort of asking you is this really truly what brings you passion? And I know that there are aspects of it that does.
Right.
And I know that you can find that pretty much anywhere. And it's really, you know, part of it is creating the connections. And I think that's really important to you. And I think that it is possible that some of these connections can be shifted. And partially it can do with you. And partially, of course, when you do your own work, it will allow others to not allow them to bother you as much. I'm getting that if you truly wanted to stay, if it's, you know, if it fulfills a lot of what you're needing, then this job, you don't have to change it. I do think that there is something more that you want to bring into it to allow yourself to get excited about life. Like bring something in it in the way that you're working with others, in the connections that you're making, to allow yourself to truly enjoy what you're doing.
Right.
And I think if it's, you know, it's not as difficult as we think, and it's not as abstract as I'm making it sound. It's something really simple that you just need to connect in with yourself to understand how you create these connections and what it is that you get from this type of work, because you're good at it and you do enjoy it. It's just these relationships get messy.
Yes.
And I think in this type of situation, and a woman being very strong, and just the atmosphere that we are moving into, women, we all need to come into our power. And
right.
we've all been in situations where, you know, our power has been challenged as women's in this lifetime and for, you know, generations and generations and generations before us.
Right.
And it's really us coming into this place where we start to really embrace who we are and to connect with these people without it being about a competition, without it being about somebody being better than someone else,
right.
but to bring us all together in a very cohesive way to allow us to do the work we're here to do, to enjoy the work we're here to do, to enjoy the connections that we're here to make, because it's all really about connections. So if you were to look at yourself and these relationships, find out what the triggers are and work on those triggers as if they're your own instead of what other people are showing you. Take them back into yourself. Take responsibility for them, not blame, not guilt, but just own them.
Right.
Being, these are the areas you want to embrace about yourself.
Right.
And allow that to shift the relationships, because I really honestly believe that you can do this. And if this job isn't the one, then another job's going to come really quickly. But if you don't really work on these, then you're just going to keep recreating the same pattern.
Right. Right. Okay. All right. Well, lots to think about.
A lot to think about.
I've never been in a situation where I've had these types of issues before. I've always, you know, really gotten along well with everyone I work with, and there are women in the office that have been there for many, many years, and I think they resent me. They resent
me. Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, and
absolutely.
I just, you know, and I say we all have to work together, you know, and I think of myself as being able to get along with, you know, a lot of people,
most
like
people.
I said, but
yeah.
I don't know how to fix this. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
Yeah, I would work on you and then allow, because you're right, it's not like it's this huge issue, but it's one area for you to really embrace and accept. And when you do, it will shift automatically.
Okay.
And if it's not this job, another job's going to come around that's just going to be so exciting for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that sounds exciting and great. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time tonight.
You're welcome.
Have a great
and let
night.
Me know. Yeah, let me know what happens.
I will. I will definitely.
Okay.
Thanks
great.
Again. Happy
okay.
St. Patty's Day.
Oh, yeah, to you too, Anne.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So we have been talking about intuition and new beginnings, and we've been looking at the different types of intuition. We sort of briefly mentioned all of them, and I'll just go through. We know clairvoyant, we know clairaudient, clairsentient we started talking about, which is using feelings and are actually body feelings, tinglings. One of my friends calls it truth bumps. You know, a medical intuitive may, you know, feel within their body what's going on within somebody else's. Or if you're doing energy work with people, you often say, you know, you feel something here. It may produce memories that make you feel a certain way. And there's symbols that help you understand what's going on. Clairsentient is a little bit different than clairvoyant and clairaudient, but you know, once you understand how you intuit, once you understand your unique gifts, then it will allow you to build and get excited about things, and it will allow you to have more full body presence to understand your gifts. And there's claircognizance, which is knowing, and it's almost like you get a download within you where you seem to just know what to do and what happened. It's not always logical, but it becomes very clear. Then there's, you know, people suggest using your five senses to intuit information, using both smell and taste. But, you know, it's really up to you. You know what your gifts are. Start looking at developing your gifts and honing them, and allow yourself to get full body presence to get really excited about your life. And that's when your intuition will start to shine and it'll really start to come through as your gift. So I'm Laurie Houston, and I am from intuitivesoul.com. That is my website. I encourage you to visit me online. I do email, phone consultations and readings. I do remote healing and clearing for personal, home, and businesses. And I have a weekly online radio show every Thursday evening on my site, intuitivesoul.com. My guest this week, tomorrow at 7 p.m., is Jackie Hermans, who is using laughter to lighten up. And at 8 p.m., we have Johanna Muggle, who is the author of The Prodigal Family. I am also going to offer a free email reading to the third person to register on my website. So go to my website, intuitivesoul.com, be the third person to register, and you will get a free email reading from me. May love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.